Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined, as ever, on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to Friday evening's card at Dundalk, an 8-race card to look forward to, some very competitive action as well, and hopefully we can point you in the direction of a few winners. Hi Andy, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you Mark. I'm very well, thank you Alex.
what can I call you? We only have one Irish racing
Frank,
person.
Bob.
Ah, well.
Sorry about that, mate.
No, don't matter. Okay, so just call me Mark. I'm not bothered, Andy. Just go with it. We've got eight races, as I said, to look forward to. And, well, the majority of them are very, very competitive. Would you agree
they
with
are.
That?
Particularly, those handicaps. Some of them have assembled some of the best handicappers we've seen so far at Dundalk throughout the winter, so particularly the last race and the 7:45. So, yeah, I'm not massively confident tonight. I've only had a couple of bets. Two races only really catch my eye, so not expecting fireworks. And the two maidens are really look fairly modest, to say the least.
Yeah, maybe a night for small stakes on a couple of horses throughout, perhaps.
Yes.
We'll start with the 5:45. Having said that, it's open and competitive, the card. We start with what looks like it's going to be a four-runner race now. Bobby's Heart is a non-runner. Chicklet, the one with the form, I suppose, but favourite at the time of recording is Prince Connoisseur.
Yeah, this has been a bit of a punt through the course of the morning, Prince Connoisseur, and I've got to be perfectly honest, I don't know anything about the trainer, so I think this is more significant than it would ordinarily be. The fact that Pat Smullen's been booked as well for this three-year-old by Art Connoisseur suggests that connections really mean business here tonight. It's difficult for me to have an opinion on a horse like this. It's obviously an insider gamble, and we've seen one or two of those landed quite spectacularly throughout the course of the week, haven't we? So if you're a money follower, then there's only really one horse you want to be with. But if you're a form man like I am, then at least we've got a viable alternative that's already run well at the track in a decent time, and that's a horse called Chicklet. I thought she ran really well here on her all-weather debut. She was runner-up behind a horse I tipped that night, a horse called American Hope, who was well back from tens into fours. They were nicely clear with the rest. We've had two subsequent winners out of the race in the shape of Wish You Were Here and Not Your Call. Speed figure of the race was an 80 on my numbers, which is very, very good for any race, let alone a maiden. So let's say this Prince Connoisseur's got to be certainly above average to beat Chicklet. And at the prices now, we can get 6-4 for Tracy Collins, this three-year-old. That's the way I'd probably go.
Okay, then. Chicklet the pick in the opener. Second race is the 6:15. Handicap over 6 furlongs. Sylvan Mist is a non-runner here. A lot of course form coming to the table here, Andy.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Not a race I'm mad keen on, particularly now they've taken a runner out as well. We've got 7 runners, so the each-way angle's gone. If you're a follower of Above the Law, like quite a few William Hill employees are, Ross Briley, Gary Catwell, etc., then you would have been exasperated when this horse won last week and you weren't on it. In the first time, Blinkers seemed to get the horse back on track and where it should have been. Good winner at 2 or 3 starts back at Navan and here at Dundalk, respectively. Then went in the wilderness in 2 runs. God knows what happened to it, but back on track with a scintillating performance last week, making all, as I said, in the first time headgear. Likely to be ridden very aggressively again by Connor Hoban, who of course took the ride last week. He's up in class, however, so it's not as, you know, as straightforward an assignment as you'd imagine. It's up against Doc Holliday, your pal Tal, Harry Trotter, who have been running in 0-95 handicaps throughout the majority of their career. And You know, they're the standard bearers, if you like, but above the law, particularly if the front runner's track bias is in operation again tonight, like it has been for the last two or three weeks, could be very difficult to catch if he's a bit slippery from the front. So I'll stick with him, but it, like I say, it's not with the greatest of confidence.
OK, then. Above the law there in the 6.15. Next up is the 6.45, a handicap over 7 furlongs. Really, really open race this, Andy. Interesting to see Captain's Dilemma towards the head of affairs. And the aforementioned Gary Capewell goes nap about this horse this evening.
Yeah, I could half see where Gary's coming from here with this horse. He's run reasonably well on a few starts here at Dundalk, and his last two runs he's been there or thereabouts in similar races to this. He's got a reasonable draw tonight. However, he was sent off favourite here last time out, and he can only manage third behind Misty Lane. But it's the one in behind him that caught the eye that day, and that's Thomas Cleary's five-year-old mare, Sweet Anathea, who finished fifth behind Tracy Collins's Charge. But certainly didn't get the clearest of runs on that occasion. Had this horse got a clear run, I think it would have finished a lot closer than what it eventually did. And at sort of 8-10-1 this morning with quite a few firms, I thought this horse represented the each-way value of the race. She did do one very big time when she won here way back in the day. That was January last year. And she hasn't really been in the same kind of nick and tool her that last run in the interim. So I'm hoping that she duplicates that performance. Obviously, she's a horse that can go in the wilderness and run moderately every now and again. But hopefully tonight won't be that occasion, and we get a good run out of Sweet Anathea.
Okay, Sweet Anathea in the 6.45. The 7.15 is An Apprentice Maiden. 1 mile the trip, and there is not a great deal of form to go on here, Andy.
No.
Not a strong race by any means. Boss Time is one that's been backed for Mickey Halford, obviously on debut, and well, on the basis of the form that we can see, wouldn't be a surprise if it goes to a newcomer.
Well, that's what I thought. I looked at the race last night and this morning and thought, well, God, if Palliser wins his favourite, it just shows you how modest this contest is. A horse that's only got a rating of 62. Looks very limited in what I've seen of it. Doesn't look a particularly trustworthy stroke. Strong trier, to be honest. They've tried headgear, blinkers, tongue tie. It had the hood, tongue tie, blinkers first time and last time out, and that still didn't result in finishing in the frame, albeit in a good race won by Deep Speed, who's obviously on the improve and won very well next time out of handicap. You've got the third favourite, Hillary, who's one of the most one-pace, frustrating animals I think that's ever run here at Dundalk. Horse that doesn't really try very hard once it comes off the bridle. And that horse is only rated 52. So what you've got to ask yourself is, Mickey Halford's got an unraced horse that can't be better than 62/52. I think he'd be banging his head against the wall. And that's the way I'd go with this race. The market certainly suggested that we should be with Boss Time as well. 5-2 this morning with pretty much every firm. Into 13-8, 7-4. Every man worth his salt is backing Mickey Halford's Boss Time. And because of the frailties of the next two in the betting, it wouldn't take an above-average performer anyway to win this race. So I'm going to go with the money and go with Boss Time.
OK, next up is the 7.45, handicap over 1 mile once again, but this is a great deal stronger than that maiden, one of the stronger races on the card. Edward Lynham's got two horses here that have got a pretty good chance. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, again, another fiendishly difficult race for punters here. You could fancy 4 or 5, and I think if you run the race 3 or 4 times, you will get a different result depending on where they're drawn, where they are in the race, and how it pans out. I suppose the obvious starting point here is the two Edmund Lynham horses, Akasaka and I Major, two stable stalwarts that have trod the boards here of Dundalk many, many times, and I'm sure podcasters have backed either one of these two at some stage in their punting life. Of the two, I think Iron Major is probably the one I'd go with here from an each-way perspective. He is what he is. He's a difficult ride. We all know that. We all know that he has to be dropped right on the line, and when he gets to the front, he pulls himself up sometimes. But he's likely to get himself in amongst this lot, due to the fact that he does run the track rail on a consistent basis, a miles his trip, and he ran well last time out behind Deep Speed, who of course is a massive, massive improver here on the all-weather. He won by 7.5 lengths, no less. But the time of the race is good, in behind with Victor's Beach and Captain Cullen. Captain Cullen would definitely be another one if he could learn to settle. The problem with that horse, Gerard Keane's Charge, is often a bit keen in his early part of his races, and stretching out to a mile, that could be very difficult for him to do if he does take a keen grip in the first part of the race. So I'd love to see Akasaka go well, but he's off a break. So I'll go with the Iron Major, particularly from an each-way stroke place-only perspective.
Okay, then, race number 6 on the card is Division 1 of a handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. This looks as open as anything that we've looked at so far, Andy, and we've looked at some pretty open ones.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bit of a chance here tonight. I was looking for a horse I could nap at a decent price, and there hasn't been much money for it this morning, which slightly tempers my enthusiasm, because it comes from a stable that do like a bit of a punt, and that's Gordon Elliott's Santo Prince. This horse should be trained by Michael Bell in the UK, of course, and comes here off a rating of just 61, having won a handicap in Britain off a mark of 72, so certainly potentially very well handicapped. Had its first run for New Connections in a very hot maiden hurdle or juvenile hurdle at the Leopardstown Christmas meeting. It was won by Aidan O'Brien's Plinth. But you look at the horse that finished second, Ivan Grozny, who went on to win the other day. He's now favourite for the Triumph hurdle. So I think this race is okay. And the way that Santo Prince kept on in the latter stages certainly suggested to me that A, he's going to win a race sooner rather than later. And B, if he goes back to the flat, which he is tonight, that he could be very competitive in this sphere. Mile and a quarter should be absolutely fine. We know he stays really well. And this better surface, of course, will suit. He's drawn in stall one as well, which is another major boost. And the other big positive as well, which leads me to believe that this horse is probably a little bit more strongly fancied than the market suggests, is that Joseph O'Brien's been booked. Why would Gordon Elliott go out of his way to book the dual Irish champion jockey if they weren't going to try their life with it? So 11-2 this morning with William Hill. I'm hoping there'll be a little bit more money for this horse later towards the off, because I think this is a potentially very well handicapped horse, and this is in a great race. So Santo Prince gets the nap vote in the 8.15.
Okay, then, the penultimate race is the 8.45, Division 2 of the same handicap over a mile, 2.5 furlongs. Possibly a slightly weaker renewal, perhaps. And interesting to see Joseph O'Brien once again on a horse here that, has probably got the best recent form, but isn't drawn particularly well.
No. Stall 12 for Noble Call is the one you're referring to with Joseph on board. No wins in 27. No wins in 6 on the all-weather. But as you said, a good run last time out behind Fairy Court, who was very enterprisingly ridden by Ian Quirley. It was a bit of a funny old race, wasn't it? Any horse that slips the field like that, you're going to get scrimmaging in behind and a bad dash for the line. And Noble Call was the one who put his hand up and decided to chase this runner. All very much in vain. He certainly should be there or thereabouts if he runs his race, but because of his win to run ratio or lack of, then there's no way I could back this horse at 11-4 currently with William Hill this morning. There's been a bit of money for Toretto. Could half see that figuring quite prominently. Horse that was fifth last time out at this track behind Habesh. But I do quite like one at a bigger price here, and that's Shabra Emperor. Horse ran about 16-1 this morning. I'm just going to go for a bit of a punt on one at a big price. This is a seriously big drop in class for Patrick. Oliver Brady's 5-year-old. Fifth behind Shabra, Shake the Bucket. Sixth behind Gretzky. Those two races read quite well on paper. And then not a bad run last time out when trying to force the issue in the hands of an inexperienced £10 claimer when weakening last time out behind Senyaman. But again, in a much better race than this. Xiaomi Heffernan takes the ride tonight. Drawn in stall 2. I'd expect Shabra Emperor certainly to outrun its price 16-1 this morning.
Okay, the final race that we'll look at is the 9.15. It's a handicap over a mile and a half. A bit of form coming into this. Some pretty informed types, a lot of course form, a lot of course and distance form. Mm. Which one do you think will come out on top here?
Well, I thought there was only 3 runners in this race when I looked at this morning. You could have got 7-1, 9-1 and 15-2 respectively in no particular order for Tim Joe, Gretzky and Denny Crane. If you would have backed them at the very, very best prices, I think you'd be on a really good thing here. I certainly think Denny Crane will run well for his legion of supporters. William Hill podcasters will have a deep regarding affection for Edmund Nynham's 8-year-old, and he certainly looks as though he's capable of mixing it when he run here the last day behind Tim Joe and Senyaman, the horses that fought out that finish of that mile and a quarter handicap here on the 3rd of Jan. He's got good form over a mile and a half as Edmund Nynham's charge, and I'm sure he'll run well. I just slightly prefer the other two. I haven't watched the video of that race again this morning, particularly Gretzky. If I was going to nominate one horse as an each-way angle in here, I suggest that Matthew Smith's 7-year-old is the one, because a mile and a quarter nowadays is always going to be too short for Gretzky, but stick him over a mile and a half, he's pretty deadly round here. He's won 3 times over this course and distance, and he was doing some good work late on in the hands of Joseph O'Brien on that particular evening. So I do think Gretzky's the one I'd probably prefer, but don't disregard Tim Joe, who's a very consistent horse as well and has also got some good form over a mile and a half. So I'm pretty sure that the market's got this right. There's been money for all three this morning. As I said, you could have got bigger prices about them earlier today. But Gretzky, each way at 5-1, is the one out of the three I'd choose.
OK, then, Gretzky, the pick there in the finale. Great stuff, Andy. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Best of luck with those picks. And we'll catch up with you on Sunday ahead of a great day's action at Leopardstown.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.